U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has drawn significant criticism following the revelation of a new tattoo reading kafir, the Arabic word for infidel, during a visit to the U.S. Navy's SEAL Delivery Vehicle Team 1 at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Hegseth shared images of the tattoo on his X account on Wednesday, sparking accusations of Islamophobia from activists and experts. The Council on American Islamic Relations, CAIR, condemned the tattoo, with National Executive Director Nihad Awad stating, "Tattooing the Arabic word kafir, which essentially refers to a person who knowingly conceals or denies fundamental, divine truths, on his body is a sign of both anti-Muslim hostility and personal insecurity." According to USA Today, Awad stated, "It appears Islam lives so rent-free in Pete Hegseth's head that he feels the need to stamp himself with tattoos declaring his opposition to Islam, alongside one expressing his affinity for the failed crusaders." Care further emphasized, "You don't see American Muslims running around with tattoos declaring their opposition to Christianity because we are secure in our own faith, we respect the beliefs of our neighbors, and, in any case, most Muslims do not wear tattoos for religious reasons." This is not the first time Hegseth has been embroiled in controversy. A report by The New Yorker in December 2024 revisited past incidents, including allegations that Hegseth drunkenly shouted "kill all Muslims" at a bar in Ohio in 2015. His tattoos, including Deus Vult, a crusader battle cry, and the Jerusalem cross, have also drawn criticism for their connections to historical religious violence. The criticism of Hegseth's tattoo comes amid mounting scrutiny over the U.S. military's actions, with some U.S. lawmakers calling for an investigation into a recent leak detailing U.S. plans to bomb Yemen. Some representatives have even called for his resignation due to these controversies.